point. Ambassador Gaffey was hoping to be here, but was called away, unfortunately. Mr. Vice President, Ireland aligns with the statement delivered on behalf of the European Union, and I deliver the following remarks in a national capacity. I'd like to thank Ambassador Baumann and the full Swiss presidency team for their continued leadership of the second part of this review conference and assure them of Ireland's full support. I'd also like to welcome the newest states parties to the convention, the Maldives, Niue, São Tomé and Príncipe, and St. Lucia. We look forward to working with you in the years ahead. Ireland wishes to acknowledge the important work and productive collaboration that exists between the convention, the International Committee of the Red Cross, relevant UN agencies, Geneva International Centre for Humanitarian Demining, and civil society organisations, and in particular with those field experts who have continued their clearance activities over the last 18 months. Their efforts in such challenging circumstances reflect the very heart of this convention and our commitment to eradicating the devastation caused by cluster munitions. President, Ireland has held a strong and unwavering commitment to the CCM. Since its adoption in Dublin in 2008, the CCM has established itself as a core part of the international disarmament framework and an important mechanism for the protection of civilians. The norm against any use of cluster munitions is strong, it is growing, and it must be protected. The Convention helped promote increases in land clearance, victim assistance, and survivor engagement, benefiting affected communities. States parties have reported the destruction of 99% of their cluster munition stockpiles. Throughout this process, we have been guided by able presidencies, thematic coordinators, and by the Dubrovnik Action Plan. Recent documented use of cluster munitions in a number of armed conflicts, including Libya, Nagorno-Karabakh, Syria, and Yemen, has underscored the continuing threat that these weapons present to vulnerable civilian populations. Cluster munitions are, by nature, indiscriminate, and we condemn any use of these prohibited weapons in any circumstances. President, this is the backdrop against which we consider a new action plan and political declaration. It is imperative as we consider the draft action plan and draft political declaration that it offers a clear, concise foundation on which to base our work. It is crucial that we embed our efforts within a unified approach informed by the humanitarian objectives of development, peace and security. The inclusion of the country coalition concept in the draft ASAN action plan gives states the opportunity to work cooperatively to tailor their assistance needs is a welcome innovation. Collaborative approaches and information sharing among states parties can aid efficiency and enhance the effectiveness of national and regional policies and activities. The identification of cross-cutting elements will significantly strengthen the coherence and consistency of the ASAN Action Plan and serve as a central touchstone for the Convention's working groups. We are particularly pleased to see that integrating gender mainstreaming, as well as age, disability, literacy, language, and ethnicity perspectives, are included among these cross-cutting elements. The draft ASAN Action Plan has the opportunity to explicitly highlight the connections between victim assistance and UNSCR 1325 and to underscore the value of gender-responsive clearance in delivering the goals of the Convention. In that regard, Ireland's very pleased to co-sponsor the working paper by your delegation, Ambassador, on gender and diversity in the CCM. Mr. Vice President, Ireland has consistently emphasised the clear links between the clearance of unexploded ordnance and sustainable development. Since 2006, Ireland has provided more than €49 million in funding for humanitarian demining. Working with our long-standing partners in Halo Trust, Irish Aid supports clearance, risk education and community engagement in Afghanistan, Colombia, Somalia and South Sudan. Through a separate programme administered by our embassy in Vietnam, we have been supporting mine, ERW and cluster munition clearance efforts across Southeast Asia since 1998. In supporting clearance efforts, we not only reduce the risks posed to civilians, but create opportunities for economic development, including agriculture, services, education and employment. To this end, we welcome the exploration of synergies in the implementation of the CCM with the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention, particularly in the areas of clearance and victim assistance. This will greatly benefit affected civilian populations and improve the efficiency of programming by states and civil society. Mr. Vice President, universalisation, stockpile destruction and the clearance of contaminated areas, as well as survivor engagement and victim assistance, are all crucial for the success of the CCM, which require collective effort and continuous support. While significant progress has been made, we must redouble our efforts, in particular towards the universalisation of the Convention. It is through these efforts that we can best protect civilians from the serious harm caused by cluster munitions and put an end for all time to the suffering and casualties they cause, both at the time of use and as cluster munition remnants. This objective, which drove the initial adoption of the CCM, should and must be at the heart of our deliberations at this review conference and be the bedrock on which we agree our new action plan. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.